Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 18th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooke C. Weber. We prepare these messages right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, I'm Into God Now. We have two scripture portions, Isaiah 6, verse 8, and the same verse we used yesterday, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17.
And in the words of Isaiah, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come.
I attend meetings at CBMC, a group of Christian businessmen seeking to encourage each other in our witness for Christ in the marketplace. Every couple of months, we have an outreach meeting where we invite friends and associates to a luncheon. Following the meal, a business leader shares a testimony about his faith in the Lord. Yesterday, George Mubarak, a friend of mine, shared a message concerning brand awareness. He challenged listeners with the spiritual application as he asked us, how do you represent your brand as a Christian?
Following college, where he trained as an accountant, George worked for a company in the Buffalo, New York area. He became a Christian at this time due to the witness of several devoted Christians who let their light shine at work. He told a personal story that goes back to the time he was a very young Christian.
An occasion came up when he had to fire an employee due to ongoing substance abuse problems. It was a difficult dismissal as he worked for a large company and several were involved in the process. Following the dismissal, others left the room and now he was alone in the room with the employee he had just dismissed. Suddenly, George sensed the Spirit of God leading him to pray for the man. He, of course, initially resisted, but the compulsion to pray was strong. He wasn't even sure it was even legal, but he asked the man if he might pray with him. He said it would be okay, and George prayed for him just before the employee left.
Well, changes were about to come for George and his family as well, which involved a move from the Buffalo area to the Lancaster County about 20 years ago. Several years after moving to Lancaster, George returned to the Buffalo area to visit his family and decided to enjoy a meal in a local restaurant. While he was eating, a man whom he didn't initially recognize approached his table. He went on to identify himself as the very employee George had fired many years earlier. Then he excitedly told him, I'm into God now, and then introduced his wife and three children.
Well, in one sense, I chafe a bit at the phrase, I'm into God now. It sounds somewhat disrespectful and trivializes a relationship with the one true God of the universe, sort of like I'm into green tea. However, I recall doing and phrasing things in a different manner as a young Christian. That would be described differently years later.
But there's a sense that it's actually a powerful, expressive phrase describing our present relationship with the Lord. The daily verse states, if anyone is in Christ. It's another example of a changed life that is taking place every day all over the world.
I consider George's rather unusual leading to pray for him and his acting in obedience. George gave no indication that he noted any change at all in the employee when he obeyed and prayed. But in that providential meeting, many years later, he rejoiced to see how the Lord had worked it all out. It wasn't an instant answer, but it laid foundational groundwork for God to do a complete overhaul in this young man's life over a period of time.
Today, we all have a call to be obedient in our daily walk. For most of us, it probably won't be something real big or noticeable even to others. In many cases, we won't see tangible results to our obedience, except for the peace that fills our heart as we lay our head on the pillow at night to sleep. And I believe in a lot of cases, we won't even see the results until eternity.
Whether the answer to our prayer is revealed in this life or in the life to come, God still calls us all, as His new creation, to listen carefully to His voice and to obey His command.
Let's pray together. Father, I want a willing servant's heart that is obedient to your leading wherever I am and in whatever setting I am found. As the old hymn reminds me, it may not be on the mountain's height or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front my Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice you call to paths that I do not know, I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. And I'll be what you want me to be. Father, help me not to dismiss your still small voice simply because it's an unconventional request that you have made. Instead, I ask for courage to be obedient and faith to trust you for the outcome, whether or not it is revealed in my lifetime. In the loving name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. See, Brooksine, in a great part of her prayer, took the words to a great old hymn and song I recall frequently singing in Bible college. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go. Well, thanks for joining us today in our Daily Encouragement Net podcast this Thursday, October 18th, 2007, or whenever you happen to be listening to it. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. A picture taken just yesterday with myself and George at our meeting. Also a beautiful picture of a store near where a place we are, the chaplain's at. I have a picture up of a lady I mentioned yesterday, an example of a changed life, Yvette, and her two children. And she sent me a picture yesterday, and I have placed that up on the site. Suggested songs I have today are Trust and Obey, the great old hymn. I have both an instrumental version and a vocal version. And there's some other material you may find of interest on the site as well, some other notes. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful. Continue to be encouraged and let God use you in whatever way He has in mind today.